Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Yuri Rychinski, who is here presenting the film Ugly. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, thank you very much.
Would you maybe tell us a little bit about it to introduce this?
It's a difficult movie, difficult to watch. It was also difficult to make it. I took something like 4 years because of different reasons. It's my first feature film with which I was trying to share certain experience of losing ground, losing faith, losing love. And I was making this movie, I'm asked on this festival quite often, what were you thinking about your audience? Who could it be? Who could watch it? And I think that this movie, I would show this movie to people who are in a difficult situation, who are going through certain challenges, and who, as well as me, would like to find some answers, some personal answers, how to proceed. Yeah.
So when you say that you were losing faith, what exactly were you losing faith in?
Well, one of the characters is somehow repeating the situation in which I was 8 or 10 years ago.
Oh.
And it's about, yeah, in the movie it's about He has to stay in the hospital with his wife or girlfriend, beloved person, while she is suffering the consequences of the car accident. And it takes unknown amount of time. I'm never specifying it, but definitely something longer than a couple of weeks. And the second line in the movie is also an accident, but with an elderly couple, and an accident is, it's starting in a very simple way. The main character, she's just waking up and realizing that she doesn't recognize the monsters.
I noticed a difference between the two. In one of them, it's sudden and it's unexpected. In the other one, it's somehow, there's a warning sign maybe. So it's also the differences between these events that interested you?
Well, I was more interested in similarities than in differences, because because suffering and challenges, for me, they are looking quite similar in Western Europe and in Eastern Europe. The surrounding is different. Here it's more fancy, there it's more brutal, but the problem, the core of the problem is the same. We are afraid of dying, we are afraid of losing people whom we are loving, and we don't have any chance to avoid it.
Holy, that's heavy. But also, I can understand what you're saying, exactly. And despite this, you mentioned something that I would like to get into a little bit more, the difference in the cultural differences of the film, in the sense that one family is from Austria, another one is from the Ukraine. What can you tell me a little bit more about what interested you in showing the clashes and differences?
Well,
again, the similarities, like you said, you're more interested in the similarities.
I'm not mentioning in the movie the geographical location. Mm-hmm. It was my intention to make it more abstract, because it is quite an abstract problem. The topic is it's not attached to some specific country. Mm-hmm. Why Austria and why Ukraine? Because I know both countries.
Yeah.
Because I work in both countries, and because one country is rich Western European place, which is full of people who are coming, And another country is ex-Soviet, quite poor compared to Austria. Place from where a lot of people are coming out.
Yeah. Well, when you say that that the film is the theme, the subject is abstract, I also saw this in the film in the sense that the structure of the film also leaves a lot of room for the viewer to contemplate and maybe even come up with his own conclusions. So can you tell me a little bit about the structure of the film and why you chose to film it the way, tell this, examine this topic the way that you did? I don't know if I may dare to say as well, like, that it's avant-garde in a way, and it sometimes reminds me of the new waves.
More than conventional storytelling.
Well, the main focus of my attention was giving you the right mood.
Yeah.
And giving you the right questions. That was one of the reasons why I was destroying the linearity of the story, because it is not so much about the chronology of things, but about connections, about similarities, about comparison of parallel events, and it's also about development of certain signs and metaphors which I'm using in this movie. It's I think I can call it quite a poetic movie, or from another side, if I'm comparing it to this classical dramaturgical, you know, structure, it's more of a painting than.
And how do you work with the actors then in order to get that feeling? Because very often actors would expect to know the story in a chronological order, I would presume.
I was never showing them the script, but I was telling my personal story. I was telling why I want to invest in this movie a couple of years, why is it important for me, and who are the characters. A lot of, instead of rehearsing the scenes, we were rehearsing the characters, and we were making a lot of research on how to get there. We had to work through the background, the everyday life, habits, certain character features, as well as a big amount of work was on, if it is about dementia, you have to research it. Demanded people. You have to spend with them a lot of time, and this is what Maria Hofstetter was doing.
Oh, really? So she actually spent the time with people who were...
Yes, for a year she was going quite often into the hospital for people with dementia. She was getting every day one step closer to them. She was caring for them like a nurse. She was talking with their families, going to their homes. She could make a documentary out of this material she collected.
I see,
And Angela, she spent a lot of time in the hospital where people with heavy brain traumas and skull fractures are laying. And her task was maybe even more difficult because she had to... because her sickness is different in the movie. Yeah, it's a very difficult body procedure.
On that point, I'm just gonna finish up this interview with one more question. It seems like your interest is in telling stories, not really telling stories, in portraying subjects, in portraying people, lives of people, representing their feelings. But these are people very often that are like placed in extreme situations, and sometimes it feels like they are living on an edge. Is this the type of cinema, the type of situations that you like to explore, and why?
I think I'm making movies to answer some questions, but questions which are not possible to answer in a written way. Questions which can be answered or directed or even just asked through not verbal forms of interaction. Which questions are bothering me? Well, for example, already for a couple of years, once in a couple of months, I'm meeting accidentally some random people on the street who are coming to me and telling some of their beloved ones were dying, like yesterday. And and I'm still very empathic about it, because I and my desire is, I'm thinking, what can I do to help? And I'm realizing I don't have any words, I don't have any sentences, I cannot give the receipt. What can I do? I can just spend some time and I can show movies.
Yeah.
So Ugly is such a movie. When I will face a situation where I cannot help verbally, I would propose to watch this movie. What I'm up to now, I desperately want to get the feedback from people. I'm interested in hate feedback, love feedback, natural feedback. I want to see how the movie works and how the movie not works. And it's not the movie which will work with everyone.
No, it's not Transformers.
I knew it from the very beginning, and I was not very interested in doing something like that.
Well, thank you very much for that. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.